Welcome to episode 260 of Te Durigawa Bookmakers. Thanks for dropping by, thanks for listening, and today I'd like to introduce you to our bookbinder of the week, who is Adela Eustace Romo, a Spanish marbler. She also does suminagashi and urbu, and has some excellent papers that you can use for end papers or covers or any other artistic designs you desire. Adela Eustace Romo is on Facebook, so please check her out. Now, before I get into what I have done in bookbinding or fiction, let me tell you a little family drama. Another relative has been sent to the hospital with a serious non-COVID-19 disease. It was nip and tuck there for a while, but it looks like our patient will recover, but be in a much less active life. So that's two relatives who are in hospital now, and that's a bit of a worry. But both of them are looking up, looking stronger, and looking to be recovering in the next few months. That's the background. Let me tell you what I've been doing in bookbinding. I made another book, A6 in size, which for you who are raised in America is 4 inches by 6 inches, or a pocketbook, sketchbook. Now, it's the same as sketchbook as I made last week, because I'm practicing this technique. And the technique is, you get the text block, you sew it together, and then you put the end papers on as usual. But instead of wrapping the cover around a book board and then pasting the end paper onto the book board, you don't use a book board. You paste the cover directly onto the end paper. And that ends up with being a very soft cover. And that's a technique I just learned a couple of weeks ago that I am trying to perfect, or at least perfect. Yeah, I'll never perfect it, at least get much better at it. And that's what I did. It is A6 size, which is pocketbook size. It has 4 signatures of 4 folios each, so 64 pages. And I made a video of it over on YouTube. Go to Te Durigawa Bookmakers at YouTube, and you'll see one called TDGB36 Compendium Sketchbook. Or you can go over to my Podbean website at tedurigawabookmakers.podbean.com and click on the link. So I made that one book this week. It was just practice, and it came out quite nicely. I think I'll give it to somebody who likes to draw. So if you like to draw, drop me a line at tedurigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com, and if you are the first, I will mail it to you free. Your book to enjoy as you will. But you have to be first. I only have the one copy. tedurigawa.bookmakers@gmail.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. Something else I can't seem to do is in fiction. I can't seem to finish Growing Slurry. I'm working on 2 chapters at once. I'm working on the penultimate chapter and the final chapter. The final chapter is going much smoother than the penultimate chapter, because the penultimate chapter is a story within a story, whereas the final chapter is the final chapter. I hope to finish it soon. I hope to finish it as soon as I can. I'm working at it. I don't work on it every day, and I think that's the problem. I do some things every day, like eat and sleep, so maybe I should write every day, of course. I must try that. When I finish it, you listeners will be given the opportunity to read it if you would like. And some of you might be able to get a special edition that I make myself. In that case, let me tell you what the plot is. The 2 main characters meet in a coffee shop, and of course they are not what they seem. One is actually helping someone, although dressed as a homeless person, and the other looks like a hard-working young woman, but in fact she has a hidden past full of survival. And during the course of the afternoon, as they walk around the city, eat, drink, go to bookstores, they talk, they remember, and they let us, the reader, know more about their past, and in some cases it takes place a long time in the past, but they do not say this to each other. They say it only to the reader. That is growing slurry. And when I finish it, I'll let everybody know. And if you want, you can ask for a copy of the book that I wrote and that I make into a book. This is, of course, limited to a number of people. I have not yet decided how many people, but probably not more than 5. At least that's an incentive to look forward to me finishing the book. Yet in any case, whether you want to read one of my books or get one of my books or not, thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon. Please take care. Stay healthy.